Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the 19th anniversary of Andrew Sherman as a member of our Brain Trust. Andrew, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I actually called in and made a recording as well. I hope you found
you
it
did.
Somewhere on your recording.
You did. No, we've got a couple of, we got some others of those. So, yeah, we got you on there. But thank you for 19 great years.
Oh, man, it's been my pleasure.
So we're talking about mergers and acquisitions, folks. His new book is his actual fourth edition of this book, Mergers and Acquisitions from A to Z, Andrew J. Sherman, wherever books are sold, especially on Amazon. Andrew, we're talking about the fact that corporations are flush with cash. They're looking for different opportunities. Don't presume that you know why they may or may not be interested in you. You don't know what their strategy is. They may just need your real estate. They may need your price, your customer list. They may need your employees. They may need a vendor application, a relationship. They may need your IP, your intellectual property. Who knows what they might want? They might just be trying to get into a market.
They're not always going to tell you. I mean, why
That's
would
right.
they?
That's exactly right.
I mean, do you think the conversation would ever happen? Dear Jim, we find your database to be worth billions of dollars. So therefore,
we'll give you a half a million.
They're never going to tell you that. You never really know what they're truly buying.
Exactly.
So your job is to try and figure that out by getting yourself ready for the process.
Right. So talk to us some more about that. How do we get invited to this game? That's what we want. We're ready to go. We're all dressed up, ready for the prom. And nobody's called yet. How do we get invited?
Well, the first thing you need to do is figure out, are you going to go to the prom by yourself or are you going to the prom with somebody else, whether that's your lawyer, your investment banker, your accountant. Someone can essentially take you to the marketplace if you're not going to go alone. A lot of companies end up finding their buyers at trade shows and industry conventions, but the problem with those types of buyers is those are strategic buyers, so those are often competitors, and some small businesses don't mind selling to a competitor, and some really don't want to open up their books and records to competitors. So, you know, first you got to figure out, are you going to be more interesting to a strategic buyer, which is often in your industry, or are you going to be of interest to private equity, which is more of a financial buyer? But the private equity guys, you know, they usually need a knock on the door and be invited to the prom with you because it's not something that that's going to come to them naturally. You may not be on their radar screen without someone putting you on their radar screen.
Well, and they probably hired someone like you maybe to find them the most likely next acquisitions for them, right?
Exactly. And look, some of the private equity firms have young analysts whose jobs are to go out there and find them deal flow, and some are a little bit more thinly staffed, and you've got to sort of, you know, navigate your way through. There's a lot of good lower middle market investment bankers that will take on your project if they think they can find buyers, and they'll help you with the offering materials and getting ready. It's a team effort. Usually the three key members of the team are your M&A lawyer,
right,
your accountant, and your investment banker if you use one.
That's good information, Andrew. Last thoughts. We've got about a minute.
Well, last thought I just want to throw out there is we've been spending the show talking about getting ready to sell your business. Very important for our listeners to remember that a lot of businesses, even small businesses, grow through acquisition as buyers. And so the book is not just getting you ready for the sale, but there's a lot of parts of the book that if you're interested in growing, your small business by buying another small business or medium-sized business.
Right.
There will be some good information in the book for you there, too.
Mm-hmm. And so what you're also talking about is maybe it's time for you to develop a merger and acquisition strategy that will allow you to be more interesting and more appealing to a bigger company with that strategy.
Exactly. And many companies actually go out and do a couple of acquisitions to fill in missing strategic puzzle pieces mm-hmm. before they themselves put themselves up for sale. So
that's right.
Sometimes it's we're going to buy a few companies, get a little bigger, get a little stronger, get a little more diverse, and then in 3 years we'll turn around and sell the consolidation of that entity.
I saw that happen. I saw a company, some people I know, somebody came in and bought them. Before they got paid, they'd already been bought out before, and the check actually came
exactly.
from another company. Hey, Andrew, good job today.
Happy ending.
I need the website again, please. Andrew, I need your website.
Cyfarth.com, Cyfarth.com.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.